And the pasuk continues from Revi until Shvi, telling us about the Yomim Tovim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, and you shall say to them, Moyadei Hashem, the Yomim Tovim of Hashem, asher tikru oisam, which you will designate them, mikroi kodesh, as callings of holiness, elehem moyadoi, these are my Yomim Tovim. Rashi tells us that since the pasuk says Tikru Oisam, you will designate them as Yomim Tovim, the pasuk is saying that Beis Din has the power to decide when the Yomim Tovim will fall out. Because if the people from Chutz Loretz, who live far from Yerushalayim, will leave their homes in Chutz Loretz in order to be Oile Regel in Yerushalayim, and an Oinis will happen on the way, and Beis Din will see that they won't make it on time to Yerushalayim, Beis Din has the power to make that year a leap year, to add an extra month and make an Adar Sheni. This way, the people who came from Chutz Loretz will make it on time for Pesach, and they won't be late for the Yontif. That is why the pasuk says, Tikru Oisam, you will designate them, you will decide when these Yomim Tovim will fall out, because if you want to add a month, the Yontif will be 1 month later. The pasuk says that these Yomim Tovim are called Mikroi Kodesh, callings of holiness. What does that mean? Rashi further on in Pasuk Lamed Vav explains that it is called holy because of Machol, Mishta, and Ksus Nekiya. Because on these days you will have good food, good drinks, and also clean clothing. Sforna is bothered why the Pasuk uses a double lashon. It starts off saying Moyadei Hashem and then ends off by saying Eileheim Moyadoi. Why the double lashon? And he answers that we can read the pasuk like this: Mayadei Hashem, the yomim tovim of Hashem, asher tikru oisam, if you will designate them, mikroi kodesh, as callings of holiness, which means that you will be busy during these days, b'inyanei kedusha u'mitzvah, by doing mitzvahs and things of holiness on this yontif, then Eileheim Mayadoi, I will consider this yontif as my yontif. I want to have a part in this yontif. You are busy with things of holiness. But if you will call these days Mikroi Choil, callings of that which is not holy, which means that during yontif, all you will be busy with is physical enjoyment, then this will not be considered my yontif, but rather Mayadeichem, your yontif. And I will not want to have any part of that yontif. And the pasuk interrupts the parasha of the Mayadim to speak for one pasuk about Shabbos. Rashi tells us the reason why Shabbos comes in the middle of the Yomim Tovim, to tell you that one who keeps the Yomim Tovim, it's as if he keeps the Shabbos. And one who is Mechal of the Yomim Tovim, it's as if he is Mechal of Shabbos. And the pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Teosim Elocha, for 6 days work shall be done, Uvayoyim Ashvi, and on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosoim, it will be a complete rest, Mikra Kodesh, a calling of holiness, Kol Melocha Loisasu, all work shall not be done on this day, Shabbos Hil Hashem, it is Shabbos to Hashem, Bechoil Meshvoisechem, wherever you will live. And the pasuk returns to the topic of Yontif. Eile Mayadei Hashem, these are the Yomim Tovim of Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh, callings of holiness, Asher Tikru Oisam, which you will designate them, B'moyadom, in their time. In Pasuk Beis, we said that the words Asher Tikru Oisam was telling us that Beis Din has the power to decide when the Yontif will be. Because if they see that the Oile Regalim from Chutz La'aretz are going to be late, they have the power to add a month. And therefore, they can decide when the Yontif will be. When the Pasuk says a second time Asher Tikru Oisam B'moyadom, it is telling us again that it is up to Beis Din to decide when the Yontif will fall out. Because some months have 29 days, and some months have 30 days. Beis Din checks through the Edim, the witnesses, who see the new moon, and then they are Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So it is up to Beis Din to call out and be Mekadesh when the new month starts. If the previous month is only 29 days, then the Yontif in the next month will start a day earlier. If the previous month is 30 days, then the Yontif in the next month will start a day later. And since being Mekadesh the Chodesh is dependent on Beis Din, it is up to Beis Din to decide when the Yontif will fall out. That's why it says again, Asher Tikru Oisam, you Beis Din will designate when the Yomim Tovim will start. B'Chodesh HaRishon, in the first month, Be'arba Oso LaChodesh, on the 14th day of the month, the 14th day of Nisan, Bein Ho'abayim, between the evenings, Pesach Lashem is the time to bring the Korban Pesach. What does it mean, Bein Ho'abayim? Rashi explains in Parshas Bo, between the evening of the day and the evening of the night. The evening of the day means when the sun passes the midpoint in the sky and starts tilting toward the other side of the horizon, which is from the sixth hour and on. And the evening of the night is when the sun sets. So, Bein Ho'abayim means between the sixth hour and sunset, and that is the time to bring the Korban Pesach. And on the 15th day of this month, Chag HaMatzos Lashem is the Yontif called Chag HaMatzos, the Yontif of Matzos Lashem. Shivas Yomim, for 7 consecutive days, Matzos Techelu, you shall eat Matzos. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, on the first day, there will be a calling of holiness, Yielochem, it will be to you. Kol Meleches Avodo Loisasu, any work shall not be done. What is the lashon of Meleches Avoida? Rashi tells us that even a melacha, which is considered by you as an avoida v'tzorach, a necessity, where if you do not do this work, there will be a financial loss, it is a davar avid, still, you may not do this work on Yontif. But on Cholesh Shel Moed, it is mutter. A davar avid is mutter. But on Yontif itself, it is aser. Ve'ikraftem ishei l'Hashem shivas yom, and you shall be makriv karbonos to Hashem on all 7 days of Pesach. These are the karbonos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, the animals brought as a karbon musaf. And the reason why they are mentioned here is to tell you that they are not ma'akev each other. If you do not have all the animals, you can still bring the ones that you have. If you do not have the parim, you can bring the ayil. If you do not have the ayil, you can bring the 7 sheep. One is not ma'akev the other. And that's why it's mentioned over here, even though it is already stated in Parashas Pinchas. And the pasuk continues, Bayom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh, on the 7th day there will also be a calling of holiness. Kol Melech Zavoy De Loisasu, it is also b'melacha on the 7th day. Zokt Rashi pasuk Beis, Daber B'nei Yisrael, Mayadei Hashem. Zokt Rashi, Asei Mayadois, you shall make the Mayadim, the Yomim Tovim, Sheyu Yisrael Melumadim Bahem, in a way that the Yidden should be used to doing them. Shema'aber Mes Hashono, because Bezdin will add a month to the year, Al Goliyos Shenekru Mimkoimam Lalois L'Regel, for the people in Golos that left their houses to be Oy L'Regel, V'adayin Lo Yigiyu L'Yerushalayim, and they still did not reach Yerushalayim, and Bezdin will see that they won't make it, so they add a month to the year. And that is what Rashi means, Asei Mayadois Sheyu Yisrael Melumadim Bohem. Make the Yomim Tovim in a way that the Yidden will always come back the next year. Because if they miss the Yontif this year, they won't come back next year. Add a month. This way, they will come back again next year. And that is why the Pasuk says, Tikru Oysam, you will designate them, because it is up to Bezdin to decide when the Yontif will be by adding a month. And that's also why the Pasuk says the words of Bnei Yisrael next to Mayadei Hashem, because it is up to Bezdin to make sure that all the Bnei Yisrael are present by the Mayadei Hashem. From this Rashi is mashma, that the people who lived in Chutz Laaretz used to come to Yerushalayim to be Oy L'Regel. This is mashma, not like Tosfos in Psachim, because Tosfos in Psachim says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not come to be Oy L'Regel because he lived in Netzivim, and Netzivim was in Chutz Laaretz. It's mashma from Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that people who live in Chutz Laaretz do not have to come to be Oy L'Regel. V'ayim b'sefer nachal kidumim, from the Chida, who discusses this machlokes. Zot Rashi Sheshes Yomim, Ma Inyan Shabbos Eitzel Mayadois, why does the Torah interrupt the parsha of Mayadim and speak about Shabbos? L'lamedcha, to teach you, Shekol HaMachalal Es Mayadois, anyone who desecrates the Yomim Tovim, Ma La'olov, the pastor considers it, Ki Ilu Chilal Es HaShabbosois, as if he desecrated the Shabbos. V'chol HaMekayim Es Mayadois, and anyone who upholds the Yomim Tovim, Ma La'olov, the Torah considers it, Ki Ilu Kiyim Es HaShabbosois, as if he upheld the Shabbos. Eile Mayadei Hashem, Rashi is bothered why it says the second time Asher Tikru Oysam, L'mala Medaber B'Iber Hashana. The Pasuk earlier in Pasuk Beis was discussing that Bezdin had the power to add a month to the year, V'kan Medaber B'Kiddush HaChodesh. And now, the Pasuk is telling us that Bezdin has the power to decide when the Yontif is, because they are Mekadesh the new month. Bein Har Abayim, the Karban Pesach is brought Bein Har Abayim, Mishay Shoyz Ulamala, from the sixth hour and on. Pesach Lashem, that is the time of Hakrovas Karban Sheshmoy Pesach. You are Makrove Karban, whose name is Pesach. Vikraftim Ishay. Zakrashi, Hema Musafim Ho Amurim in Parshas Pinchas. These are the Karbonos Musaf that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. V'lama Nemrukan, why are they repeated over here? Loimer Lecha to tell you, She'ein HaMusafim Ma'akvin Zezeh, that the Karbonos Musaf do not hold back one another. Bring whichever one you have, even though you do not have all of them. As Rashi continues, V'kraftem Ishe LaShem Mikol Mokim, you shall bring the Karbonos Musaf no matter what. Im ein parim, if you do not have the two parim, have elim, bring the elim. The main parim ve elim, if you do not have the parim and the elim, have kvasim, bring the seven sheep. Maskel David says that the word elim in Rashi is lav dafka because they only brought one ayil on Pesach. And Rashi means like this: if you do not have the two parim, then bring the one ayil. If you don't have the two parim and the one ayil, then at least bring the seven sheep. Zok Rashi Shivas Yomim. It does not say Shiva, but Shivas. Kol Mokim Shenema Shivas. Whenever it says Shivas, Shem Dovahu. It is a noun. Shavua Shal Yomim. It means a string of seven consecutive days. Shteinabalaz. Vechein Koloshin Shmoinas. Sheshes, Chameshes, and Shloishes. Whenever it has a tough at the end, it means consecutive. Eight consecutive days. Six, five, and three. The ayin in Rashi Parshas Boy, Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Gimel, where there also Rashi tells us by Makas Choshech, where it says Shloishes Yomim, 3 days they were not able to see each other, 3 days they were not able to move. Over there Rashi explains Shloishes means three consecutive days. And also Rashi says it in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed, on the word Shivas, Rashi says Ritzufim, consecutive days, seven consecutive days. Zot Rashi Meleches Avoida, Afilu Melachos Hachashuvos Lachem Avoida V'Tzorich, even work, which is considered by you to be a necessity, Sheyesh Chesaron Kis Bevatolo Shelohen, because there is a financial loss by abstaining from doing them, Kigoyin Dover Ovid, for example, things that are a matter of loss, still these things you may not do on Yontif. Kach Ivanti Mitoris Kaihanim, so I have understood from the Toris Kaihanim that this is the meaning of Meleches Avoida. Tiktani, because it says over there, Yochol af cholesh shel moed yehi asur b'mleches avoido. I might think that during cholesh shel moed, mleches avoido will also be asur. Therefore, the pasuk says further on, atzeres he, and we learn out from the word he only on yontif mleches avoido is asur, but not on cholesh shel moed. And the pasuk is telling us that work which is a davar ovid is asur on yontif, but mutar on cholesh shel moed. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yomarta aleihem, speak to the bnei Yisrael, and you shall say to them, Kisavoyu el ha'aretz, when you will enter the land, Asher ani noisei lechem, which I am giving you, uketzartem es ketzira, and you will reap its harvest, Vaveisem es oimer, and you shall bring the korban oimer, which was a korban mincha brought from barley, Reishis Kitzirachem El HaKoyin. It shall be the first of your harvest, and it shall be brought to the Koyin. What does it mean, Reishis Kitzirachem, the first of your harvest? Rashi tells us that no other tvua should be cut before the Omer is cut. The Omer must be the first tvua of that year to be cut. And you shall wave the Omer lifnei Hashem before Hashem l'tzoinchem, in order that it should be an appeasement for you. Mimorchoras Hashabos yinifenu hakoyin. This tnufa, this waving of the minchas ha'omer, will take place on the day after Shabbos, which means the day after the first day of Yontif. The first day of Yontif is the 15th day of Nisan. This will take place on the 16th day of Nisan. Va'asisem b'yom ha'nifchem es ha'omer. And you shall bring together with the carbon ha'omer Keves Tomim Ben Shnosoi L'Oilo Lashem, a sheep without a mum in its first year, for a carbon oilo Lashem. This is not the carbon musaf mentioned earlier, but rather this sheep was a separate carbon oilo that had to be brought together with the Minchas Oimer. Uminchosoi, and together with this Keves L'Oilo, a Minchas Nesachim was brought, which is a mincha that is completely burnt, shnei esroinim, 2/10 of an ephah, soiles of fine flour, belula of Hashem and mixed with oil, ishel Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem, this mincha was completely burnt, reach nichoyach, it will be a nachas ruach for Hashem, a pleasant fragrance. And although typically when one brings a minchas nesachim with a keves, with a sheep, he only brings one tenth of an ephah, over here it is a gzeres hakosov that the mincha should be doubled, shnei esroinim, two tenths of an ephah. And the pasuk tells us that although the mincha was double, v'niska yayin revia sahin, the wine poured on the mizbeach was the standard amount brought with a sheep, which is a quarter of a hin. And now the pasuk tells us the din of chadash, which means that one may not eat from the new crop until the minchas ha'omer was brought. The minchas ha'omer was matir, the new crop, for everybody to eat. And the pasuk says, v'lechem, and bread, v'koli, and flour made from soft kernels, v'charmel, and small kernels, lo'seichlu, you may not eat ad etzem ha'yom hazeh, until this day, the 16th day of Nisan, ad aviyachem es karben aloikechem, until you bring the karben minchas ha'omer to your God, chukas oylem l'doriseichem, it is an everlasting decree for your generations, b'chol mashvaseichem, wherever you live. The pasuk is telling us that one may not eat from the new tefuah until after the korban minchas ha'omer was brought, and after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when they did not bring the korban minchas ha'omer anymore, then one may not eat from the new tefuah until after the 16th day of Nisan. Rashi brings down a machloikis if this iser of eating from the new tefuah before the korban minchas ha'omer applies also in chutz laretz. One shita holds that it is noyig in chutz laretz because the pasuk says bechoil mashvaseichem, wherever you live, which means in Eretz Yisrael and also in chutz laretz. Others learn no, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and even in Eretz Yisrael only at certain times, bechoil mashvaseichem, after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, after they entered Eretz Yisrael, captured the land and divided it, that's when the Isser of Chadosh, the Isser of eating from the new Tfuah, before the Omer, started to apply. Zakt Rashi, Reishis Katzirchem, the first of your cutting, Shetehei Rishayna L'Katzir, the Omer should be the first thing that is cut from the new Tfuah. Omer, Asirus Ha'Efa, Omer is a measurement of one-tenth of an Efa, Kach Hoysa Shema, that is the name of this measurement, and that was the name of this carbon mincha. K'moi, just like it says by the mon, v'yomoydu ba'omer, they measured it to the size of a omer. V'ayin b'sefer shem olam, and also in the sefer k'sav ha'kabbalah, who both ask, why should we call this specific mincha by the name omer, which is a tenth of an epha? All minochas are a tenth of an epha, so why does this mincha carry the name omer? I once heard a pshat that the reason why we bring this Minchas HaOmer at the beginning of the harvest is to show everybody that everything that grew is only from Hashem. It's not Koichi Va'otzim Yodi that caused this Tfuah to grow. And that's why we give it the name Omer, because we want everybody to remember the Omer of the Mon, which everybody agreed was Lechem in Hashemayim, bread that came from Hashem. Nobody would say Koichi Va'otzim Yodi created the Mon. And that is why this mincha, more than other menachos, was given the name Omer. Zokt Rashi v'heinif, kol tnufa moilich umevi malu umarid. Anytime it says tnufa, it means waving it back and forth and up and down. Moilich umevi latsa ruches rois. It is waved back and forth to stop harmful winds. Malu umarid, it is raised up and down, latsa tzlolim roim, to stop harmful dews. Zok Rashi l'tzonchem, im takrivu k'mishpatzeh, if you will be makriv this carbon. In this way, yiyel rotzon lachem, it will be an appeasement for you. Mimochos ha-Shabbos, the Omer is brought the day after Shabbos. Mimochos yom tov harishon shel Pesach, it means the day after the first day of Pesach. Shema ta'omer Shabbos bereishis, because if you will say it means the day after the Shabbos of creation, which means Sunday, i'ato yodea ezehu, you do not know which Sunday. Zok Rashi, va'asisim keves, and you shall bring a keves, choyva lo'omer hubo. This sheep was brought as an obligation for the carbon omer. This was not one of the carbon musafs which was mentioned earlier, but rather this is a separate carbon that has to be brought together with the omer. Umin chosoy, minchas nesachov, the carbon mincha that was brought together with the wine for nesachim. Shnei esroinim, two tenths of an epha. Kfula haisa, this mincha was double. Typically, a mincha brought together with a keves would be one-tenth of an epha. This was double, two-tenths of an epha. V'niska yayin revias hahin, af al pi, even though, shemin chasek fula, that the carbon mincha was brought double, 2/10, ein nesachav kfulim. The wine was not brought double, but it was brought like the standard wine that is brought with a keves, with a sheep, 1/4 of a hin of wine. Vikali, kemach osu mikarmel rach. Flour made from soft kernels, shemiyapshin oisu betaner, that were dried out in a oven. Vikarmel, hen kloyos shekorin granilus. These are small kernels that are called granilus. B'chomash v'seichem, nechlegu boi chachmi Yisrael. Our chachomim have a machloikis concerning this. Yesh elamdu mikan, she'achodosh noi b'chus loretz. Some learn from this word b'chomash v'seichem, that the Isra of chodosh is noig. It applies even in chus loretz, because it says b'chomash v'seichem, wherever you live, even in chus loretz. V'yesh oimim, and others say, Leibo el Lamed, the Pasuk by saying Bechol Mosh Vaseichem is only coming to teach us, Shloi Nistavu ala Chodosh el La'acha Yerusha B'Yeshiva. The mitzvah of Chodosh only applies in Eretz Yisrael after the land was inherited and the land was settled in, Mishakoshu V'Cholku, after it was captured and after it was divided. And the Pasuk continues with the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, U'sefartem lochem imochos HaShabbos, and you shall count for yourself from the day after Shabbos, the day after the first day of Pesach, miyom haviyachem es HaOmer HaTnufa, from the day that you brought the korban Omer which was waived, sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena, 7 complete weeks you shall count. The reason why it says tmimo is complete, that is telling us that the count must start at night, because a Jewish day starts from the night. If one would start counting from the day, then he would not have a complete 7 weeks, because he does not have the part of the day before the first count. That's why it says Tmimois, to tell us the count should start at night. Ad mimochos haShabbos haShviyas tisbru chamishim yoim. Rashi tells us 2 ways how to read this pasuk. The first way is ad mimochos haShabbos haShviyas, until the day after the 7th week, which is chamishim yoim, the 50th day. Tisbru, you should count. You should count 7 complete weeks until the day after the 7th week, which is the 50th day. Veloy ad bechlal, do not count the 50th day, just until that day. According to this pshat, Chamishim Yoim is attached to the words Ad Bimokos HaShabbos HaShviyas, and after Chamishim Yoim comes the word Tisperu. The second way how to learn is Ad Bimokos HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu, until the day after the 7th week you shall count, V'loy Ad Bechlal, and not counting the day after the 7th week. Chamishim Yoim V'ikraftem Mincha Chadosho LaShem. On the 50th day, you will bring the Mincha Chadosho, the Shtei HaLechem, to Hashem. So according to this pshat, Chamishim Yoim is attached to the word V'ikraftem. Mimoy Shvoy Seichem, from the place where you live, Zot Rashi V'loy Michus Loretz, but not from Chus Loretz, Taviu Lechem Tenufa, shall you bring the bread that was separated, the Karben Shtei HaLechem. The Karben Shtei HaLechem must be brought from Eretz Yisrael. As the Mishnah Menachah says, Kol Karbonos HaTzibur V'HaYochid, all Karbonos that are brought from the Tzibur, the whole congregation, and Karbonos that are brought by the individual, the Yochid, Bo'en Min Ha'aretz V'Chus La'aretz, can be brought from Eretz Yisrael, and also from Chus La'aretz, Chutz Mi'Omer U'Shtei Alechem, except for the Karbon Omer and the Karbon Shtei Alechem, that have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. V'afilu L'Divrei Omer, Omer bo michus loretz, and even the man de Omer that says that the korban Omer can be brought from tvua of chus loretz, moide b'shtei alechem she'enoi boin elo min ha'aretz. He agrees that the shtei alechem must be brought from Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk is saying mimoish voiseichem, only from Eretz Yisrael may you bring the wheat for the korban shtei alechem. And the pasuk says, "Shtayim, you will bring 2 loaves of bread, shnei esroinim, 2/10 of an epha, soiles tiyena, fine flour it shall be, chometz teofeno, baked chometz, bikurim lashem, a first to Hashem." The pasuk seems to say twice that this korban shtei alechem was first, because earlier in the pasuk calls the shtei alechem the mincha chadosho in pasuk tezayin, and here it calls it bikurim. Rashi tells us that the reason why the Shtei Alechem was called Mincha Chadosha was because it was the first Mincha from the new crop from wheat. because the Minchas HaOmer, which was brought earlier on the 16th day of Nisan, was brought from barley. And this Mincha was the first Mincha of the new crop that was brought from wheat. If the Pasuk would have stopped there and just said Mincha Chadosha and not said Bikurim Lashem, I might think that all Menachos that were brought from barley may be brought before the Shtei Alechem. For example, the Mincha of a Soita, the Mincha brought by a woman who was suspected of adultery, she brings a Mincha from barley, I might think her Mincha can be brought before the Shtei Alechem. Therefore, we need the second Pasuk, Bikurim Lashem, to tell us that this Shtei Alechem comes before even Menachos that were brought from barley, even before the Mincha of the Soita. The only Mincha that comes before the Shtei Alechem is the Minchas HaOmer. So it comes out that the Minchas HaOmer is the Mincha that is matir, that allows everybody to eat from the new crop in their homes, and the Shtei Alechem is the Mincha that allows the new Tfuah to be used for Menachos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk continues, just like we mentioned earlier, that together with the Minchas HaOmer, we must bring a Karban Oila, so too, certain Karbanos must be brought together with the Shtei Alechem. V'kraftem al Alechem, and you shall bring as a Karban, together with the Shtei Alechem, Shivas Kvasim Tamimim B'nei Shona, 7 sheep without a mum in their first year, Ufar ben Boker Echod, and 1 par, the Elim Shnoyim and 2 rams, Yiu Oila Lashem, they will be Karbanos Oilois for Hashem, Uminchasa V'neskeim, and their Menachos, together with their wine for Nesachim, Ishe Reach Nichoyach Lashem, a fire offering for a Nachas Ruach, a pleasant fragrance, Lashem for Hashem. The Karban Oila was completely burnt, and so were the Menachos, because they were Minchas Nesachim, and a Minchas Nesachim is also completely burnt. Vasisem Seirizim Echod Chatos, and you shall also bring a goat for a Karban Chatos, Ushnei Chvosim B'nei Shono L'Zevach Shlomim, and 2 sheep in their first year for a Karban Shlomim. The Hainif HaKoyin Oisam, and the Koyin will pick them up, referring to the 2 sheep for Shlomim. These 2 sheep will be picked up when they are alive. Tnufa Mechaim. Al Lechem HaBikurim, together with the Lechem HaBikurim, the Shtei Alechem. Tnufa Lefnei Hashem, a waving before Hashem. Al Shnei Kvasim. Over here the Pasuk is telling us which animals have to be picked up. On that the Pasuk says, Shnei Kvasim, only the 2 sheep are picked up Mechaim. Kodesh Yiyu Lashem LaKoyin. This Karban will be holy to Hashem to go to the Koyin. Typically, a Karban Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, and the Chaz of a Shoik goes to the Koyin, but the remainder of the animal goes to the one who brings the Karban, the Bailim. The Pasuk over here is telling us that since these 2 sheep are Shalmei Tzibur, a Karban Shlomim coming from the congregation, they are Kotche Kotchim, and they may only be eaten by the Koyhanim. Kodesh Yiyu Lashem LaKoyin. They are Kotche Kotchim, only to be eaten by the Koyin. Ukurosem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and you shall call in the midst of this day, on the day of Shavuos, Mikra Kodesh Yelochem, a calling of holiness it shall be to you, Kol Meleches Avodah Lo Yisasu, on Shavuos work may not be done, Chukas Olam, a Chok forever, Bechol Moshvoisechem, wherever you live, L'Doreisechem, for all your generations. V'ayim B'Sefer Shem Olam, who is Medayik, that by all the other Yom Tovim, we find that the Pasuk says, V'kraftem Ishe Lashem, you shall bring Karbonos to Hashem. But for some reason, by the Yontif of Shavuos, the Torah does not mention the Karbonos. It does not say, V'kraftem Ishe Lashem. Ayin Shem B'Shem Olam, what he answers. And the Pasuk continues, Uvekutzruchem Eskesir Arzachem, and when you will reap the harvest of your land, Loisechal Lepas Sodcho Bekutzrecho, you shall not end off the corner of your field by your harvest, but rather you shall leave over a corner at the end for the Aniyim. Veleket Kitzircho Loisalaket, and the leket of your harvest you shall not gather. If 1 or 2 stalks will fall down, you shall leave it for the Aniyim. La'oni v'lager tazim oisam, for the poor and the ger you shall leave them. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, who will pay reward for the ones who go in my way. The Pasuk says, Tazev Oysam, you shall leave it for them, to teach you that you should not help any of the Aniyim, but rather leave it for them and let each one take for themselves. The Mefarshim explained the reason for this is that if you were to give it to the Aniyim, they would feel like they are receiving charity directly from you, and they would be humiliated. This way, by letting them take by themselves, they won't feel like they are receiving a handout from charity, but rather, they will feel like they are receiving what is due to them by Torah law. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Tesvav, Mimochos HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Mimochos Yontif, this means the day after Yontif, the day after the first day of Pesach. And we must understand why Rashi had to repeat this after he already said this in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Tamimos Tiena, the count should be complete. Melameh, this teaches us, Shemaschil Umoyne Miba'erev, that he starts the count at night. Shimloikein Einon Tamimos, because if he were to start during the day, it would not be a complete 7 weeks. HaShabbos HaShviyas, Kitagumoy Shvuasa Shviyasa, the seventh week. Rashi is coming to say that although the word Shabbos in Pasuk Tesvav, Mimochos HaShabbos, Shabbos meant Yontif, over here, the word Shabbos means weeks. And when the Pasuk says Mimochos HaShabbos HaShviyas, it means the day after the seventh week. Zok Rashi, Ad Mimochos HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu, until the day after the seventh week you should count, V'loy Ad Bechlal, not including the day after, V'hein Arboim V'tishu Yom, and that comes out to a count of 49 days. Chamishim Yoim V'kraftem Mincho Chadosh LaHashem, on the 50th day you will bring the Shtei Alechem, the Mincho Chadosh to Hashem. B'yom HaChamishim Takrivua, on the 50th day you will be Makrovit. V'oimra Ani Zeu Midrashai, and I am saying this is the pshat of the Medrash, because according to this pshat, Chamishim Yoim is attached to V'kraftem. Chamishim Yoim V'kraftem, on the 50th day you will bring the carbon. But Aval Pshutai, the simple meaning of the pasuk is Ad Mimochos HaShabbos HaShviyas, until the day after the seventh week, Shehu Yom Chamishim, which is the 50th day, Tisperu, you shall count. Umikra Mesurasu, and the wording of the pasuk must be changed around, because Ad Mimochos HaShabbos HaShviyas is attached to Chamishim Yom, and afterwards you shall say the word Tisperu. Zok Rashi, Mincha Chadosho, you will bring the Mincha Chadosha, the Shtei Alechem, which is called the new Mincha. Hi HaMincha Rishona Shehuva Min HaChadosh. It is called the new Mincha because it is the first Mincha brought from the new Tvua. V'im Toimar, and if you will ask, Hare Karva Mincha Sa'omer, that they already brought the Mincha Sa'omer on the 16th day of Nisan, so how can this be called the first Mincha? On that, Rashi answers, Eino Kishar Kol HaMenachos. The Mincha Sa'omer is not like a regular Mincha, Shehiba Min HaSa'orim, because the Mincha Sa'omer is brought from barley, and all the other Menachos are brought from wheat. So this is the first Mincha brought from wheat. Zok Rashi Mimoshvay Seichem, from where you live, V'loi Michutz Loretz. It may not be brought from Chutz Loretz, only from Eretz Yisrael. Lechem Tnufa, Rashi does not want to learn that tnufa means over here to be waved, because at this point it was not waved, it was only picked up and waved later on in Pasuk Chaf. So what does tnufa mean? Lechem Truma, the bread that was separated. Hamuram L'Shem Gavoya, that was separated for the sake of Gavoya of Hashem. Vizuya Mincha Chadosha, and this is the Mincha Chadosha, Hamur L'Malo, that was stated and mentioned earlier. Bikurim, why is it called now Bikurim, the first Mincha? Rishayna L'Chol HaMinochos, it is the first for all Minochos. Af L'Minchas Kenois, Havo Min HaSe'orim, it is even brought before the Mincha of the Saita, the Mincha brought by a woman suspected of adultery, even though that Mincha was brought from barley. L'Sikrav Min HaChodosh Koydun L'Shtei Alechem, even that Mincha may not be brought from the new Tvua before the Shtei Alechem was brought. So when the Torah says Mincha Chadosha, it is teaching us that the Shtei Alechem was the first Mincha from the new Tvua to be brought from wheat. And when the Pasuk says Bikurim Lashem, it is telling us that even a Mincha brought from barley may not be brought before the Shtei Alechem. Zok Rashi, Al HaLechem, Biglal HaLechem, Choyva LaLechem. It is brought because of the Lechem as an obligation for the bread. All these karbonos are not musafim, but only brought because of the Shtei Alechem. U'minchosa v'niskeim, and their minochos and their nesachim, kimishpat mincha u'nesachim ha'mefurashim b'chol behema b'parashas nesachim. Like the laws of every mincha and every nesachim that are explained by all animals in the parasha of nesachim in parasha shlach. Gimel Esroinim Lapar. 3/10 of an ephah is brought for a mincha that is brought together with an ox. Ubeis Esroinim La'ayel. 2/10 of an ephah are brought with a ram. Visorin and 1/10 La Keves for a sheep. Zui Amincha. That is for the mincha. Vanesachim and the amounts brought for wine poured on the mizbeach, chasi ahin lapar, with a par you bring 1/2 of a hin, ushlishes ahin la'ayel, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, urevias ahin la'keves, and 1/4 of a hin for a keves. So depending on what animal was brought, that's the type of mincha and asachim that was also brought with it. Vasisem seirizim, and you shall bring a goat for a chatos. Yochel kvosim vasoyer har murim kan. I might think that the 7 sheep and the goat for the chatos that are mentioned here, heim zayin kvosim vasoyer ho amurim bechumash hapakudim. These are the same 7 sheep and the same goat for a chatos that are mentioned in Chumash HaPekudim, in Parshas Pinchas, by the Musafim, Kishat Magia Esel Parim Ve'elim. When you come to the Parim Ve'elim, Einam Heim, we see that they are not the same. Because by the Musafim, he brings 2 Parim, 2 oxen, and 1 isle. And over here we see in Pasuk Yud Ches, he only brings 1 par and 2 elim, the other way around. So we see that they are not the same. These karbonos are brought for the shtel lechem, and those karbonos are brought as karbon musafim. Emma meyato, we can say now, elu la'atzman ve'elu la'atzman. These are separate and these are separate. Elu karbu beglal halechem. The ones mentioned over here were brought because of the lechem, the shtel lechem. Ve'elu and those mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, le musafim, were brought as a karbon musaf. The kohen will wave them, tnufa a waving. This teaches us that these 2 sheep have to be picked up when they are alive. And this is similar to what we mentioned earlier in Parashas Mitzara, Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Yudbeis, that the Osha Mitzara was also picked up, mechayim, when it was alive. Yochal Kulam, I might think all the karbonos that were mentioned earlier in Pasuk Yud Ches have to be picked up also. Talmud Loimar Al Shnei Kvosim. That's why the Pasuk repeats and says, Al Shnei Kvosim, only the sheep must be picked up. Kodesh Yiyu, they are holy. Lefisha Shalmi Yochad Kachim Kalim, since Shlomim, that is brought by an individual, are kachim kalim, whose kikloimah b'shalmi tzibur shehem kachim kachim. Therefore, the Torah has to say that shalmi tzibur, a shlomim brought by the tzibur, is considered kachim kachim and is only eaten by the kohen. Zok Rashi uvekutzrachem. Rashi is bothered why we need this pasuk to be repeated in Parshas Emor after the identical pasuk was already said in Parshas Kedoshim, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Tes. And Rashi answers, Chazor v'shona lavar aleim b'shnei lavim. It repeats this halacha to tell you that if you are over this iser and do not leave leket and peah for the aniyim, you will be over 2 lavim. Then Rashi tells us a second reason. Amar Rav Adimi b'Rav Yosef, Rav Adimi the son of Rav Yosef says, Ma'ra akos of litnei be'em tzaragolim, why did the Torah see it fit to place leket and peah right in the middle of the yomim tovim, Pesach v'atzeres mikan, the yontif of Pesach and Shavuos on one side before it, v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, v'Chag mikan, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot on the other side after it, l'lamedcha to teach you, shekol anoisin leket shechu peah lo ani karoi, anyone who will give leket, shechu and peah to a poor person properly, malin olav, the Torah considers it, ki'ilu bona beis hamikdash, v'hikriv olav karbonoisa b'seichai, as if he built the Beis HaMikdash and was makriv karbonos inside of it. Just like on Yomim Tovim, a lot of karbonos are brought. One who will give leket, shikha, and peah properly, the Torah will consider it as if he built the Beis HaMikdash and brought karbonos. That's why it is sandwiched between the parsha of the Yomim Tovim. Tazoy, hanach lefneim vehein yokatu. Leave it before them and let them take it by themselves. Ve'ein lechol l'sayeh le'echmehem, and do not help one of them. Ve'ayin b'sefer maskil adavit, who asks why Rashi did not tell us this earlier in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud, where there also it says la'oni v'lager tazoy oisam. Why didn't Rashi tell us on the word tazoy that you may not help them, you must leave it for them? It should have said it in Parshas Kedoshim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Nema l'shalim schar, I am believed to give reward to the ones who go before me. And again, we have a problem with this Rashi compared to the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, because over there on the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Rashi stresses Elokeichem dayali pareya, that I am the judge who punishes. And over here, Rashi stresses the name of Hashem Yudke Vavke, which is Neman l'shalim schar. Why doesn't Rashi say the same thing as he says in Parshas Kedoshim?